Hello, Nicholas.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Oh, is that a good morning to you? Is it really? I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. You sound a little, why not a good morning?
I know. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I got what you got. I
Know.
don't know if I got you got, but whatever. A nuisance. More of a nuisance thing.
I know. It's not fun. But I wanted
Nope.
to see how you were doing. And I hear we have a 4-carat that we're now trying to get. And, why am I not sending you one?
Well, I called yesterday and Aubrey, I got Aubrey. She was nice. And then apparently she must have followed up. I don't know how that works, but then Garrett called me because I actually called. I put a 4-carat in the perimeters and it said if there are, you know how you say check if there's any other, you may have something else. So that's what I did. I checked to see if you had others, and she said no. And then she said, "Well, I can call and see, and blah blah blah." But I wanted to get off the phone with her because I didn't want her doing anything. Because if by chance I were to get one and sell yours, I wanted you to get the commission and not her.
Oh, I still
But
would.
I told
Okay.
Garrett that I didn't know,
Yeah.
and I didn't. I told Garrett that because he called and said, "What are we doing?" Blah blah blah. And then Garrett did ask me, what are we up against? And I told him there is another one out there. You guys do not have it. Someone else has it. And it's considerably less, but the perimeters seem similar.
Okay, so it's
So
probably an
Garrett said
inferior
to,
diamond.
I'm sorry, it's probably a what?
Inferior diamond. There's probably something wrong with it if the cost is significantly less.
I'm sorry. No, but okay. I could send it. I feel bad saying that. I feel bad too saying that. But Garrett did ask me. He goes, "What am I up against?"
Yeah.
And he did ask. And basically, I'm always, if it's a little bit of a different type, I'd rather go the more money and just and do you guys. But it is quite a bit of difference.
Okay.
And not even that, but it's more into the guy's budget
Okay.
because this one's 38,560. The other one's 38,565. Yours is 42 and change. I think it's the 401. And you have a 47,001, but that's really out of his budget.
Okay.
So I
So
need to be somewhere around 40.
is he looking more for something square or more for something elongated?
He didn't, you know what? He never even said it. I'm not asking him.
Okay.
Do you think I'm wrong?
I think you need to find out, because that'll be, I mean, people don't pick, when it comes to fancy shapes, people don't pick based on, honestly, color or clarity nowadays. They pick based on what it looks like, the shape of it.
So I know he has no clue.
Okay.
And I know it, and I usually, generally my point would be, I would guide them, and I would guide them. So I know who he is. I know it's a set, it's his second, marriage, engagement, whatever, neither here nor there. But he's the one that originally wanted, I'm sorry, originally thought, oh, a princess cut. He wanted square, wanted princess, and then 3-carat. And then he said, oh, no, 4-carat. And at one point, I was on a conference with him, and I guess he asked, said to the cousin, and the cousin said, no, not a princess, get a cushion cut. So that's how we ended up going with cushion. And then the cushion, so I'm like, okay. So then at one point, when I was on the conference, the cousin said to him, cousin said, why do you need, because I said, I can do 3.5, I can, I said, what would you, he said, no, I want a 4. And the cousin said, 3.5 is pretty big, you really don't need a 4, I want a 4. So I'm like, so I, I'm not going to ask, and I know he doesn't know the difference. So that's why I'd rather not go into, if he wants a 4-carat cushion, this is a 4-carat cushion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get
Yeah,
that.
and so I'm like, what? I could do, it would, and it's easier for me to find a 4-carat cushion than a 4-carat elongated. And I thought too, do I even go into like a Rainier or Asher? And I'm like, no, he specifically asked for cushion. I'm giving the customer what he specifically asked. I'm trying to, close out the deal.
Yeah,
And
no,
so,
I, yeah, okay, so.
and I know he is shopping around.
Yeah.
And you don't, do you remember the first, do you remember the, excuse me, do you remember the princess that we originally sent him? It was a non-cert, the same customer.
Yep.
In the thinner band, he doesn't want that. He wants a thicker, chunkier band.
Okay.
Like, all right. Well, oddly enough, when I was looking for semi-nodes, MDJ has a band that I think would look nicely with a cushion cut. I can send you off a picture. That's okay. Excuse me.
Okay.
It's a carat and a quarter, white gold. Yep.
Well, when's he coming in?
I don't know because he's still waiting for me, you know, to narrow it down for him. I'm assuming, you know, and not that he's still waiting for me. He hasn't committed to anything. That's why I'm thinking I'd like to get something or, you know, show him something, you know, show him pictures. I know he's shopping around.
Okay.
So, you know, but I'd like to close the deal, but I'm just trying to, you know, find something in that price range.
Okay. So you want to play in the, like, 35 to 40, basically, is where you want to play.
Yeah, but I can't. There's no way you can get a 4-carat for 35.
But that's, I'm saying that's, like, where you ideally would like to be.
Yeah, well, yeah. Closer to 40. Yeah, closer to 40.
Okay.
I can go 38. You know what? I can go 38 to 40.
Okay.
It's more, and I know, and I feel bad, and I, you know, I do, I feel bad because I'm fine. Because I'm going to pick up the, because normally I wouldn't say, oh, I saw this here, I saw that there, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Garrett did specifically ask me, he wanted to know what he was up against. So the one that I saw.
It's the 4-carat ISI one for 42.7.
That's yours, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so he asked what I was up against. Garrett said, Garrett, and you may want, I don't know if he's in today or not, but he said to me, he said, if you can, he asked me, he said, before I, you know, commit to anything or do anything, reach out to them to see if they had any wiggle room or if there's anything they could do on their end, is what he said to me. But that's a conversation you can with them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So this
well,
is what.
Don't pull the trigger on the other one. I want to get you a diamond because I need the sale with you.
That's what he said. I'd love for Garrett. Tammy, Tammy, I gotta tell. He was so sweet about it. I'd love for Tammy to have this. You know, he was real. No. Honestly, I know. You know, we joke around and everything, but he did say. He said, "I'd love for Tammy to have this," and I said, "All right."
I know.
And he says, "Yep." And he said, "Before you do anything, he says, you know, give us a shot."
Yeah.
So
no.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
One second. You sound much better, and I apologize. I know it's unethical to call you, but when you went home, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope you're okay.
I'm definitely getting there. Yesterday, I was not.
Yep. Oh, let's see what I have here. So this. So this other one, it is a GIA cert. It's still, you know, I did this. I'm trying to find where I have it. Okay. So this other one that's available is, the last time I checked it was available, it's a Cushion Brilliant 403. ISI 1, excellent, GIA cert. Now, I didn't check into the cert, you know, that closely. Table 69, depth 66, ratio was 1. Little spreadier, it's a 9.37 by 9.35 by 6.18. 38,565, and it's like 45% off wrap.
What's does it have the GIA number?
Yes. Do you want it?
Yeah.
2023. 2235592093.
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
All right, there's a dead one.
I know. I said the same thing. Thought the same thing, and I was talking to, you know, my colleague, and they're the jeweler, and they're like, you'll see that's under 20 power magnification, you're not going to notice it.
I mean, that one you might notice. That's why it's so cheap.
All right.
Let me see what mine
is. I didn't look at yours. I'm fine.
No, you're fine. No. That's what I'm here for. Let's see. Yeah, mine's off to the side. He can't see mine. It's
okay.
I mean, mine is a spreadier diamond. It's a little bit more elongated compared to theirs. Theirs is more square, but honestly, like...
Is it a $3,500 difference when everything for the cut? I mean, you know, I would think, and I feel bad, but I would think, you know, if you're spending 40, you know, whatever, 40 plus, spend a little more, but that, you know, it's getting to be price point with them. I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, the crystal is definitely going to be dead center. If she sees that crystal once, she's never going to not see it.
Okay.
I will tell you that. Yeah, if she sees it once, she will always see it. But, I mean, I want you to at least show my diamond because I know it would be the right option.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. But, I mean, obviously...
It may be out of the budget. That's, you know, and I can't.
Do you know what their budget is?
Well, he wanted to originally stop at 40, and I said, that's impossible. Not for a 4-carat.
Right.
You know, so that, you know, I said, you got to be realistic. If you're spending 40, you got to go a little more. Now, I'm going to send you, if it's okay with you,
yeah,
I'm going to send you the mountain that I saw. I'm going to send it off to him, but before I send it off to him, I'm going to send this to you because I'm thinking, okay, it's okay. I'm not really worried about the mountain, but I thought this would be a nice option. I'll just put it here. And that's, you know, I thought that would be a nice option for the cushion.
Yeah, it would look nice. For my diamond.
Now, for your diamond, right. Is MDJ open today?
They're always.
Could you get that mounting and put your diamond in that mounting and send me a picture?
Maybe. Let me see if I can do that.
No, if not, that's okay. I mean,
no,
just
but
take
let
a
me
picture.
See. Let me see if I can do something like that.
You don't have to yet. But
I know.
Go ahead.
What's the style number on that? Does it have a style number?
Yeah. And just. Let me do this. I mean, that was like the only option. Let me see here what I'm doing here. But don't send it because I'm trying to get him to come up with more money so it's at least I could. Send my note and bridal.
I found it.
Okay, sorry.
No, I found it.
Working a little slower today.
You're good.
All right. So I thought that was pretty.
Yeah. All right, let me see what I can do with that and the diamond. But do me a favor. I want the sale with you. I need the sale with you, actually. It's not even a want. I need the sale with you. So what I'm going to do, I want to get that 4-carat to you, but I'll also work on a cheaper option.
What do you mean a cheaper option?
I will work on finding you a cheaper option.
Okay.
So that way you have two options to present. So that way he actually has a choice and he feels like he can make a choice rather than just having, you know, this is the only option I have.
Well, I did give him other options. I did give him other options.
Right, but I want him to pick my options.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
No, I totally understand. No, I understand. That's why I asked if there was anything besides the options there. I know I can't do the 47. I don't even think I can do the 40. I don't think I can do your 4, you know, your 401 at the 42. That's the problem I'm having. I just, you know.
All right. Well, let me see.
So tight as it is, and I'm trying to work on them.
Think of the 42 as the stretch option. That'll be our stretch. So think of that as the B option. I'll work on your A option. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I want to secure the, I'm going to secure the B option. I'm going to secure that $42,000 option for you. And then I'll work on getting a B option. Well, an A option, technically.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to see if I can get that mounting with that stone so we can see what it would look like together.
Just loose?
Yeah, no, yes.
But before you even do anything like that, I just need to see if I can get him to do more money.
Okay.
I mean, realistically, when I look at that stone, or when I look at that semi-mount, to me it looks a bit, carat and a quarter. It looks like a bigger, chunkier mounting. You know, it's really, you know, the price is ridiculous. So I can bump that up enough to compensate a little for the $42,000 diamond. You know what, it's all a numbers game.
Right.
But I just can't, you know, I'm not $3,500 off. Yeah, $3,500 off on the size and the price of the diamond.
How much was that other diamond, the 403? What was it, 38, you said?
38,565.
All right. Let me do some work, okay? But don't get any other diamonds. I will get the sale with you. I want the sale with you. We'll figure it out.
I will be waiting to hear back from you.
All right. No, I got it.
Tim, I want it to work out also.
I think I want it to work out. But now go drink some tea.
All right, that's all I've been doing. I've had it all week. It's all right. You know, it sounds worse than it is. What are you going to do?
I know. But we'll just keep plugging away. I'll work on this. Yeah. Did you like the hoops? Did those work out for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, they're here. I have them for inventory. No one's paying for them yet. They are here, which is fine.
All right.
They don't, I'll give them back to you if they don't sell right away, but I'm pretty sure I wait for people to come in.
Okay.
We're all good. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Not a problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.